The Book We Wish We Had, How We Stayed Hopeful When Hope Wasn't Enough. Written by Lisa Bachman with Justin Bachman. Narrated by Crystal Sertian.
Dear Justin, you're in the middle of your darkest days. Let this letter be the light at the end of that tunnel. You will get through this. I remember the spot you're in way too well, thinking I had nothing to offer, and being so convinced that this world was better without me. You tried to die 3 times, but thank God you weren't successful. You have way too much to contribute to the lives of other people to ever consider ending your own again. You're dealing with a lot right now. Your body is fighting against you, and you don't understand why. You'll figure that out pretty soon. It's this crazy disorder called Tourette syndrome. That's why you always make that little hmm sound. It drives you crazy at night. It's part of the reason that you can't sit still at your desk. Right now, it's why you hate yourself. I know you tried to jump out of a second-story window. I know you tried to jump from the top of the bleachers in the school gym, hoping the crudely painted basketball court on that smelly rubber floor would be the last thing you ever saw. I know you believe that you mean nothing. But I promise you that's not true. You're about to meet a woman our family will call Mary Poppins. She's going to save your life. Seriously. I don't quite know how she did it, but you're going to start being okay with your quirks and your differences. She'll help you control your anger, help you learn to make friends, help you stop hating yourself for being yourself. This might sound impossible. I remember how we used to think. Nobody understood. Nobody cared. That feeling of worthlessness defined us for a long time, but it's completely false. You're going to save lives and make changes bigger than you can possibly imagine. I just got back from a meeting at a high school. It was about a boy named Nico. He's a few years older than you are now, but he's dealing with some of the same stuff. That meeting was the same kind that Mom and Dad went to with principals, coaches, band directors, and teachers to figure out what to do about you. Nico is struggling, like you are. His differences make learning and school incredibly difficult. Much like Mom and Dad, Nico's parents are amazing, supportive, and willing to move heaven and earth to help him. Right now, they don't know what he's going through. That is where we step in and help. Right now, you might think you're worthless, but if you ask Nico's parents, we're changing the world. We caused a lot of trouble, especially in elementary school, and Mom and Dad really didn't know how to handle it at first. You're going to go to special classes. There are going to be people called interventionists. Their job is specifically to watch out and make sure that you are safe, to make sure that you're doing okay. Things will start to get a little better. Those thoughts of wanting to die will diminish. And eventually, you'll get diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. Although it's a scary-sounding condition, it'll come as a relief, because then you'll be able to get answers. Somehow, in their hearts, everyone knew that we weren't a bad person, you and I. You're just lost, looking for anything to grab hold of to feel normal. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but normal is something that we never really achieve. As scary as that might sound, it's actually a good thing. Once you get diagnosed with Tourette's, you'll feel great. You'll finally be able to explain those weird sounds and movements. Eventually, you'll become a motivational speaker because other people will want to hear your story. I know, that still blows my mind. I know that a few weeks ago you looked Mom in the eyes and told her you wouldn't live to turn 18 years old. You told her you were a worthless kid. And that you would die before that changed. You could not be more wrong. I know how deeply you believe that, but I have some wonderful news to share. I'm writing you this letter on May 10th, 2019. At 21 years old, I graduate from college tomorrow with a degree in journalism. We chose journalism because of a strong belief that everyone has a story to tell, and that those stories matter. More than anything, you are worth it. It's going to take you a long time to realize and to believe that. But once you do, nothing will stand in your way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?